a moment. Oh, gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm reliant and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. Amen. To our preachers and our deacons and all of God's children, again we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for our choir, ushers, and thank God for you. I'm still in my series. I don't let special days change my series. I don't let special days change what I'm going to say. That God changes itself. Bless his holy name. The God that needs nothing, number 49. God that need nothing. Number 49. They don't turn the air on. I put my little cap back on my head now. Yeah, I got to put my cap on my head now. Keep the air off my bald head. The God that needs nothing. Number 49. I've been dealing with a character that he bad, but he can't do nothing with the Lord. I'm still dealing with him because he have wrecked the world. And we seem like we can't do nothing about it. But God gave us power to overcome anything that the devil have to offer. Because he got all power. When I say all, ain't no more nowhere else. He ain't straight up nowhere. He got all of it. Heaven and earth. So open your Bibles, if you will, John 10 and 10. Then we'll go to Ephesians 6 and 10. John 10 and 10. Still dealing with him. The thief cometh not but for the steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come, said Jesus, that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus Christ. And look at Ephesians 10. No, I'm sorry, Ephesians 6. Ephesians 10. Ephesians 6, beginning at that 10th verse. Yes, sir. Ephesians 6, beginning at the 6th, at the 10th verse. Paul said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able, everybody say able, to stand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have done all to stand. Bless this holy name. These few verses. The devil is still on the loose. The people on this earth need to know what to fight. When it come down to God and the devil. When it come down to Satan, we need to know who to fight. Jesus trying to teach us who to fight and how to fight. And give us our weapon to fight him. Gonna find out there's a fight between God and Satan. And the saints of God seem like we don't know what to do. We need to know how God loves us so. We need to know how the devil hate us so. What Satan care about us? Nothing. We can't prove nowhere where Satan love peoples. He hate peoples. He hate the creation of God. And a strange thing, he called himself wrestling with God. Already done lost. But we don't know it, but I know it, and you've been born again and read the Bible, you know it. Satan fighting Jesus, just fighting in the wind. All right. And if we stand still with Jesus and stand on his word, we'll be him when Jesus come back. The real Christian need to know who our true enemy is. The devil. Everybody say the devil. We're not exalting him, but you need to know about him. That's his holy name. He is called by many names. We take him too lightly. I said we take him too lightly. He nothing to play with. Go to devil, cheerful. Go to devil. He nothing to play with. He come to do three things.
Come on now.
Steal.
Yes, sir.
Kill. And destroy. And you tell me you're going to find somebody who's going to steal. Kill. And destroy. We take him
lightly. He real. Why you say he real, Reverend Walker? God say he real. And if God say he real, he real. That's his holy name. And his name in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And God does not want us, the church of Christ, to be ignorant of his presence. He don't want to be ignorant of his what? He don't want to be ignorant of the fight. He don't want to be ignorant because he always present. Reverend Walker, yes, sir. Is he everywhere? Yes.
Yes,
sir. Yes. He everywhere. He just don't have access to heaven until God allow him to come. But here on this earth, he everywhere. God of mine. But we take him lightly. And don't realize sometimes when we have hate in our heart, where do you think that come from?
Well,
the devil. When we dig in ditches for one another, why you can't make them? That come from the devil. Oh boy. You talking about can dig a ditch, know how to dig ditches. And if you don't help him get in, he'll push you in it. See, God take care of us. When you got your trust in the Lord. And my brothers and sisters, now watch this. This what hurt the church back here. By not knowing. Don't want to know. It's the cause of the problem in the churches, the problem in the world today, because we don't want to know about the devil. Most people willfully, everybody say willfully, reject the Bible knowledge. We'll read all kind of novels, we'll read all kind of books, but why won't we accept the Bible? Why won't we take it just like it said?
Yes,
the devil stop us from believing the Bible.
You're right.
Folks have knowledge, but they don't want no knowledge of the Bible. God Almighty. Paul, how about getting your Bible? Just read Hosea for me. Hosea 4:6. See what it say here.
My people.
Listen.
Are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee.
Oh.
That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children.
God Almighty. Notice, we don't want no knowledge of the Bible. We reject knowledge of the Bible. Read everything in that book. When it comes out about, we can't believe it. Listen to this. When we don't believe it, the Bible, guess what we're saying? We're calling God a lie. I'm going to say it again. When you don't want to believe the word of God, you're calling God a liar. You believe everything else. Why can't you believe the Bible? We'll holler, man wrote Bible, all that kind of stuff, and this, that, you come up with everything, the devil bring all that to you. This one book, he don't want you to believe. He don't want you to read it, but when you believe it, you're going to get some weapon to fight the devil with. This the only thing we got, the weapon of the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit to fight the devil.
Right.
How can you fight the devil and don't know how to fight him?
Come on.
He real.
Yeah.
I say he is real.
Yeah.
He shunned us real.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
He got somebody's mind messed up right now.
Yes,
you thinking, I'll be hurting when he gets through. See, the devil told you that.
Preach on, brother. Preach on.
That's how he works. That's how he was. See, he controls folks. They don't realize who controlling them.
Yeah.
Heart of my people. I'm not hard on nobody. I just change my message when I don't care about Christ. But well, watch this now. We just don't study the Bible. We pick up every book but the Bible and trust to have it in the living room on the table. But won't pick it up to read it. The devil don't want you to read it because it's powerful. The devil wants to control us. And if you don't know the Bible, he will control you. You've got to know when the devil talking to you. You've got to know when God talking to you. And when you don't know no better, you'll do what the devil said. Because you don't know no better. My people, they are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The devil got people believing everything but God's word. And when we won't believe God's word, again, you say, God, you just a liar. Anybody right now don't believe that God's word is true, you calling God who created you a liar. Because you won't believe. Bless his holy name. And when we say sin, watch this. Everybody say sin.
Sin.
You can say devil if you want to. It still be sin. When you say sin, you can say Satan. It still be sin. Because Satan is what? Sin. He just is what? Sin. And my brother and sister, sin originated, it started with the devil. That's where it starts from. And folks wonder where sin comes from. It comes from the devil because his name is Satan. His name is devil. And you can use sin. Because he is nothing but what? Sin. God, he created sin. Originated with him. Paul wrote Isaiah for me. Hallelujah. We read this once in this series, but read it again, Paul. Isaiah 14, 12 through the 15th verse. Bless his holy name.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer?
Satan.
Son of the morning.
Yeah.
How art thou cut down to the ground?
Oh, how much?
Which didst weaken the nations.
What are you doing? Nations. Read on, Paul.
For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven.
Yeah.
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
Yeah.
I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation.
Yeah.
In the size of the north.
Right. Now that way he messed the shun up. We say, I will ascend into heaven. Exalt my. You ain't got nothing but it. My throne. Right. Above the stars of God. He wanted to take over heaven. Take over heaven. When he said that, God kicked him out. Lord of mine. God got rid of him. Hallelujah. Get out of here. This is my throne. You can't do what you want up here, see. Hallelujah. So God kicked him out of heaven. God could have got rid of him that day. I'm talking about kill him. Get him over with. Send him into hell. But no, he's still around. But Rebel Walker, where did he land? He landed on this earth. He landed on this earth. He's still alive right now. When you stole that car, he told you to steal it. When we told a lie, he told us to lie. He's still here right now. All the mess you see going on in the world, unholy, the devil here right now. We take him lightly. He'll lie. Bless his holy name. He is the father of sin. He was the first sinner. He is the father of sin. He got lifted up in pride. He wanted to take over the throne of God. He was looking so good, he thought he looked better than God. He said, I look better than God and won't take over. God of mine. Now watch this now, because it's very important. Watch, Paul didn't forget about the other part. Watch this now. Watch this. Then sin was introduced to man by Satan to Adam.
That's right.
I'm trying to tell you how it got started out here. He was kicked out of heaven because he was looking so good to himself, and God got rid of him. God didn't put him in the lake of fire. I'm going to send you down to earth. And he ran into Adam. Paul, read Genesis 2 and 17.
But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
He got the devil messed him up by eating, by things looking good to you. And when she ate off that tree, when he ate, the eyes popped open. That's where the sin stepped in. Throw them out of heaven on the earth. That's why he is called the God of this world. He's a God, but a little G God of this world. Guess who run this world? The devil. The devil run this earth. Y'all didn't know that? This his world. He think he, everything belongs to him, but God got some saints gonna stand up against him. That's where you got to know who to fight, how to fight him. The Bible teach you who the enemy is, didn't tell you how to fight the enemy. You got to read the Bible.
You're right, Pastor. You're right.
He the God of this world. He run the president. He run the king. He run the queen. He run this place. God Almighty. Paul, go to 2 Corinthians for me. 4, 3 through the 5th verse. Got to take my time to get this. Folks don't know how sin got here. Need to know that. He run this world. There be so much a mess in the world because he run this world. And his church don't got shaky. God Almighty. Read, Paul.
But if our gospel be hid,
listen now,
it is hid to them that are lost.
The what? Lost. Who don't lost them? Can I say that? Who lose them? They lost because the devil had done what? Blind. Read on, Paul.
In whom the God of this world, have blinded the minds of them which believe not.
See there?
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
The God of this what?
World.
Had done what?
Mine.
God Almighty. Where they won't believe. Anybody in here right now, hear my voice on the radio, if you don't believe God, the devil don't blind your mind.
All right.
Not your eyes, but your what? Mind.
Yeah, yeah.
He won't let you believe because you are blind in your mind.
Amen.
You're blind. He doing it.
Yeah.
He got you blind. And you don't want to open your eyes. Because if you want to be saved, he'll save you. God will save you. But since you want to be blind, stay blind, he got you blind. But if you believe in your heart, God will take the scales off your eyes. Oh, you'll see the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And the image of God. So shine. Read on, Paul.
For we preach not ourselves,
listen now,
but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
Number one, ourselves can't save you.
That's right.
That means we got to preach Jesus. He the only Savior. He the only one can bring a man out the ditch and clean him up and shine him up where he can go to heaven when he die. Nobody else can do it but Jesus. We don't preach Reverend Walker. We don't preach man, we don't preach nobody but who? Jesus. God Almighty. Nobody else is able to do it but who? Jesus. That's his holy name. So he had blind folks where they won't believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Blind. And my brothers and sisters, this what done happen now in the world and still going on. Now watch this. I'm trying to take my eye where you can see the thing. What really happened here. Now watch this now. Now listen at David. Now Satan throwed out of heaven on the earth. He got a hold to Adam and Eve. Now watch how David fixed it. Paul, go to song for me. Psalms 51 and 5. Listen at this.
Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
Watch this now. David said, I came out my mother's womb a little baby sinner. I was a sinner when I came out. Where? The womb. Now watch, folk. Look why the devil blind folk. Well, I've been good all my life. When I haven't seen, I've been born. Ain't never been no trouble. See, that's how the devil got you blind right there.
That's right.
You was born a sinner. When you got here, you was a little baby sinner. I was shaping a nigga. I was shaped up left sin. When I came out my mother's womb, I was a little baby, little pretty baby sinner. And folk got to understand this. They said, well, I ain't been no trouble all my life. See, that's why the devil blind you right there. What you trying to say? I don't need salvation. Because I've been a good child all my life. I've been a good person. Never been in jail. Never stole nothing. But you still, you came out your mother wound a little sinner. Shaped in iniquity. Shaped in sin. Ready to sin. How the devil blind folk in this world. I've been good all my life. Nobody good but the Father. Nobody can do it but Jesus. When you come here, you was a little baby sinner. God Almighty, shaped like a sinner. Ready to do what the devil tells us to do. Watch this now. Now here you come to the world. See, a lot of folks say, I was born good. I've been good all my life. But watch the Bible. You got to obey the Bible. It just told you, baby said, when I came in the world, I was a little sinner. I love sin. I love to do sin. Because I hadn't been changed. God Almighty. I want y'all to see this thing. You got to get it. That means some folks don't never try to get saved because they feel like they never been in no trouble. I've been good all my life. I've never done this, never done that. You come here a little pretty baby sinner.
That's right.
Shaped in iniquity. That's his holy name. All right. Now, let us listen at this now. Man is a sinner by birth.
That's right.
He's a sinner by birth. When he got here, he was born a sinner. Since I was born a sinner, now what I've got to do to go to heaven? All right, that's a good question. Now look at Romans 5 and 12. Listen at Romans 5 and 12. You came from your mother womb a sinner. You see where sin comes from. It originated with the devil. It got on the earth. Now you see what Adam did. Now that left us wide open. Now what God told us to do? Read, Paul.
Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world,
yeah,
and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men,
Lord,
but that all have sinned.
All have.
Amen.
All have. Watch it now. As by one man sin, well, enter into the world. Adam.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve, they done this.
Yeah.
And death by sin. Death stepped in then. And so death passed upon all A-L-L men. For that all have what?
Sin.
All right.
Don't you get the point?
Yes, sir.
A little pretty sinner. You come here a sinner. And the devil deceived folk saying, I don't need to get born again because I never done nothing. I never been arrested. I never done nothing. Never stole nothing. I always been honest. Yon, yon, yon. But you still come here a little what? Oh, we come here a sinner. That means folk got to be saved if you want to go back to heaven. Let me, watch this. See, really, man came from God. Because you got a soul on the inside. Your outside came from here.
Yes.
But your inside, the soul came out of God.
Yes, sir.
And folks got to understand it. I got a soul.
Yes.
Lord Almighty. My soul got to stay somewhere forever. My soul gonna keep on existing long as the world gonna last. It gonna last long and long and that ain't on time to it. Your soul gonna live throughout eternity somewhere.
Thank you.
Coffee can't stop existing.
Yes.
Oh boy. Man's soul is a living soul. That means keep on what? A dog and a cat just got a soul. But man made in the image and likeness of God is a living what?
Soul.
Keep on existing somewhere.
Yes,
it got to exist.
Because
it's God.
Yes,
when God said, that was your soul. He breathed himself into your nostril. You became a living soul. So that's the God part. And we... Just the poor dogs and cat had living soul. We'll be mothers because we eat them up. But they don't have living soul. See, we the only one have living soul. We got to keep on living somewhere. And God got to pray for those who don't ever get a life to Christ. I pray for those who give their life to Christ. That means Jesus come in the world because it's a living what? Soul. Sometimes I watch, you know, watch television. Sometimes you see things happening. I see the folks sometimes be, well, I don't make nobody mad, but they make dogs and cats look so pitiful on TV and make you almost want to cry. Poor little cat, like it. Make it look so bad. And
yes.
This little dog, he needs some bread. This little dog, send him some money all that time.
Yes.
Sister, there ain't nothing but a dog. Nothing but a cat.
Yes.
Want to feel sorry for a dog.
There you go.
And a cat.
Right.
They don't have no living soul.
That's right, pal.
You can get a fish and put him on there and make him look bad. We eat our fishes. We'll be a matter then. But they don't have living what? Soul.
That's right.
Man have a living soul. He got to keep on living somewhere. He can't stop existing. Jesus come to get our lost soul. We got lost from God. And the only way to go back, you got to go through Jesus Christ. That's what he died on the cross for, to get our souls back home. And the devil will deceive you. Watch folks now. I don't talk to them. He'll say, well, I won't be the only one in hell. Well, you sure won't. Amen to that. You sure won't. But folks got to get the understanding, and the devil blind folks. That means the preacher got to tell you the truth. He can't play with your soul.
That's right. Oh, bless you, Pastor.
This gospel right now, preacher, it's not popular, but it's real.
Yeah.
Folks need help. God told me the church need help, and folks in the world need help. I'm the only one, the only remedy. Help them. You got to see how the thing got started. Sin is wrecking the world.
That's right. You're right, Pastor.
Oh. Came in this world. We was already sinners. Just like some folks say, you know, when you come and beat something, ain't right. I was born like that. Look at them and tell them the same thing. I was too.
Yeah.
But I got born again. All of us was born like that. But I got born again. I was watching you. But I got born again. And Jesus come here to get us what? Born again.
There you go. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Paul, look at Romans 6 and 16. Lord of mine. Got to get this stuff.
No,
not.
Ye not.
Watch.
That to whom ye yield yourselves servants.
Listen at this now.
To obey. His servants ye are to whom ye obey.
Yeah.
Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness.
To make this verse short, all he's saying, we are serving to whom we obey. We are serving to who we obey. If I obey the devil, I'm his servant. If I obey God, I'm his servant. Who you obey, that's who your God is.
Amen.
I don't serve the devil. I used to serve the devil.
All right.
But now I've been converted.
Yeah.
I've been born again.
Yeah.
I don't have to do what the devil tell me to do. Because
yeah.
I got power to overcome the devil now.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
When you ain't got the power of God, the devil said, come here, boy.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to do that. I won't talk that. Bring yourself here.
All right.
My mama didn't teach me that. Bring yourself here. You ain't got no power.
You're right.
But you ease up there, don't you? But because you ain't got no what? Power. But when God come in your life, he give you power. The devil can't make you do nothing no more. You can tell that's down. Get behind me, you Satan. I got power over what you're trying to get me to do now. I used to be your servant, but I'm not your servant no more. I'm serving God now.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Folks need to know this. Church folks need to know it.
You're right.
When we obey the devil, you're doing just what the devil wants you to do. You think you, everything he says something, you do it. You better watch what you're doing.
All right.
Yeah.
Who you obey. That's who you serve.
Right.
God Almighty. Who you obey. Now watch what Jesus, listen to that Jesus now. Paul, look at Luke 16, 13 through the 15th verse. Time just about gone. Lord have mercy.
No.
Now watch this.
Servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other.
God Almighty.
Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
Mammon just means money, mostly things of this world. If you want to hear the truth, the Pharisees put money and gold and stuff up with salvation. You can't serve both God and Satan at the same time. Because they just like night and day. They don't have the same thing to offer. Ain't no way. See, we try to serve both of them. We don't practice in no kind of way, but we don't have to practice, but yes, dear. But we don't just do it because we can do it. When you've been born again, you don't just do sin because you can do it. Ain't nobody perfect. Ain't nobody sinless. But yes, dear, when you do it, God said, what? Confess your sin. But not practicing sin. If you practice sin, doing things that are wrong, evidently you don't know Jesus.
Amen.
You don't know the law. Yeah, ain't nobody sinless. But if you obey everything the devil tell you, just about, you ain't got no power to overcome the devil.
All right.
Amen. God Almighty. You have to be careful right there. See, you think, well, I do where I feel. The devil deal with your feeling.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. This is how I think. The devil got you how you think. Read the Bible, see what the Bible think.
Read. Right. That's it. Mm-hmm.
See what the word of God, this is our roadmap to heaven. See what this said, not what you think, not what folk telling you. Look and see what God done said in the word.
Yeah.
And then when you look at the Bible, see, I'm up on to go this way.
Yeah.
It going that way. The Bible told me go this way. I'm got to obey the word of God. Read, Paul.
And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things. And they derided him.
In other words, they ridiculed him. What this crazy preacher talking about? Money take care of everything. Always remember, money can buy some things, but money doesn't buy all things. You do not know money. God got the best stuff out the reach of money. Did you not know that? Did you not know that? God got the best, can I say stuff? God got the best stuff out the reach of money.
Yes,
money buy some things, but money doesn't buy all things. Money can buy a woman, but money can't buy no wife. Money can buy a man, but money doesn't buy no husband. God got the best stuff out the reach of money.
Amen.
They made fun of him. God Almighty. They put money and things of this world up with salvation. What is proper man if he gain the whole world and then lose his own soul? You got everything. Everything you think you want. Now you're dead and going to hell. But somebody else got your stuff. You can't drag your stuff with you. Because if the wife won't mean to harm y'all. See, if folks go to hell, you can't kill them down there because they're burned up. The devil got a firehouse. Y'all didn't know that? He gonna live in a firehouse, and everybody follow him going to the firehouse. And you can't carry your stuff with you. Somebody else gonna enjoy it while you gone, but you miss your salvation for stuff, for the things of this world, covetousness. God Almighty, bless His holy name. Ain't no popular gospel, is it, y'all? Bless His holy name.
Go ahead, brother.
Read on, Paul.
And he said unto them,
watch this,
ye are they which justify yourselves before men. But God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God.
God Almighty. The things you put above me is abomination before God. You put me on the things of this world. Can't nothing be over me. I got all power in my hand. Everything already in my hand. It's abomination when we put things above Jesus Christ. Abomination. In God's eyesight, you think it's stuff to be popular. But God look at it as abomination in His sight. Because you put it before God. You don't put nothing before God. Nothing. I don't care what it is. You don't put nothing before God. And boy, folk love their money. They'll die for their money. And whatever you got. Some folk love other things, but they love their money. Read on, Paul.
That's it, Pastor.
That's it, Paul. And watch this, my brother and sister. Watch this. If God is not Lord of all, he is not God at all. Now, he's not God over your life. He's got to be God of all or not at all. Jesus is the only remedy for sin. Everybody have a choice. It's up to you, it's up to me. Whosoever will, let him come. And my brother and sister, we told you on last week that truth what disturbed the devil, because he is the lie. He is T-H-E, the lie. He the one brought lie to man. He know how to lie. He brought sin to us. He introduced sin to us. He is the liar. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, if you notice, in this world, Jesus doesn't sell well. In order to sell our Heavenly Father product, we ourselves, the real saints of God, we first got to convince this world that the product works. We trying to sell a Jesus ain't sure is working with us. We got to let the world know we saved. We got to let the world know I'm kept by grace of God. We got to let the world know where I used to go, I don't go no more. What I used to do, I don't do no more, because I've been converted. I've been changed. We got to let the world know that. When they see us not doing it, they say, well, they sure ain't doing well. Yeah. They want me to come over there with them. I meet them at the spot every night. All right. Trying to get me to come to church, but I see them everywhere I go. Not only where I go, they doing what I'm doing. The product ain't standing so well. Because the way the saints living.
All right. Come on, Pastor.
We are told to tell the world about Jesus.
Yeah.
We got to say Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Them old folks, boy, them old folks get out in the church, boy. They get a shouting around them April long, boy, and just saying, I don't go where I used to go. I don't do what I used to do. See, we got to get to that point.
Go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, boy, I know.
Go ahead.
We beat the folks in the night spot. We beat them there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And then, trust me, when you come to church, well, what for what? Well, you got to come with something. Well, you just need to come to church. They'll tell you, no, the place stop coming here.
That's right. Right.
Just need to come to church. It don't work like that.
Yeah, right.
You telling folk to come to church, did you not know the devil owns churches?
That's right.
Did you not know the devil in every local church? In every local church, the devil is there.
Yeah.
If he got access to heaven, you know he got access to every church.
Yeah.
It's up to the preacher, the pastor, to preach the truth. Yeah. Try to preach the hell out the church. All right. He got to preach the truth.
Yeah.
Preach the truth.
Yeah.
He got to preach the truth. Got 8 more minutes. We got to let the world know Christianity works.
Yeah.
We got to let the world know the church has been changed.
Yeah.
That's the only way we're going to win other folks to Christ.
Yeah.
And we're running with them doing the same thing. We just deceiving our own selves. We got to let the world know he will.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's Jesus.
Yeah.
He will.
Yeah.
We got to let him know, Reverend.
Thank you.
He real.
Thank you.
He makes you do some things you never done before.
Yes.
He'll make you start loving folk who can't stand you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Well,
you got to let the world know you've been changed. When you convince them that you've been changed, they'll come to church with you. And they'll get changed. We got to say a God part of the way. We got to walk upright. We got to tell the world he died. He died. But he didn't stay dead. All the world know they put him in the grave. That's the last time they saw Jesus. But we know.
Yeah.
We don't know what you know, but we know
yeah.
He is alive.
Yeah.
We know he is alive
yeah.
Because he lives in me.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. Yeah. Know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It works.
Yeah.
Salvation
works.
Works.
Yes, sir.
It does something to you in here.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes.
Make you start speaking to folks who you didn't used to speak to. Some on the inside. Gin and whiskey tastes like vinegar then.
Yeah.
It got to change you. It changed you.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Said in Jesus,
come on.
We got to convince the world
yes.
that he is alive.
Yes.
It works. This is catalog number 16-01.
We can't meet them everywhere. And see to them come to church. No. The devil sleep in church. But the change where you find it out at. That's go for preachers just like go for
y'all.
A lot of preachers ain't never been called as a chicken. That's what I said. They teach mess like that.
Yes.
When you've been changed,
yes.
Your appetite changed.
Yes.
Your spiritual appetite not the same no more.
Yes.
I said your spiritual appetite.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
I'm through now. Time out. The devil, he lied. Any way that he can move folks and control their mind, you'll never get saved. You better listen at me. If you lost, you better get saved. Because the devil got your mind when you don't want to give your life to Christ. I'm not a force nobody to give their life to Christ. It's going to be up to you to do that. If you lost, give your life to Christ. You don't have to be a member of this church. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go.
Yeah.
We just want you saved.
Yeah.
I want you saved. God wants you saved.
Yeah.
Get saved because you're going to die one day. You're going somewhere to stay forever.
Yeah.
with the devil, because he's still deceiving folks going and coming. He deceiving this world. He deceiving the church going and coming. In the last days, he deceiving the church going and coming. And we too blind to see it. Lord Almighty. Now look how simple it is. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth, and then believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. Is that simple, Reverend Walker? Yes. Not no feel. He said, if a man feel, he shall be saved. No, if a man believe. Faith is a faith walk, not a fear walk, how you feel, but I just believe what God said.
Yes,
and I'm stepping out on that.
Yes.
Now, that's how simple it is to be saved. Not complicated, but simple. Will there be one? Will there be one? I'm going to give your life to Christ. It's a good time right now. First Sunday in the year, give your life to Christ. Again, you don't have to be a member of the church. We want you saved. Will there be one? Will there be one? Yeah. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. How I love. Yeah. 6 p.m. by letter, you may come.